Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Voices of Hope. We are waiting to be joined today by Connie Lee. She is the founder of Friends and Families Against Child Sexual Assault. And she is an outspoken advocate for the rights of child survivors everywhere. I think we're in for a really good time with her today. Now, last week we had some technical difficulties, and I think that we have overcome that today. So we will go forth and enjoy the show. She's going to be on the line with us shortly. So it's especially relevant that she's on the show today as this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Awareness Month. So she has a lot that she can tell us about both situations and a lot she can fill us in about survivors, her projects, and how to move beyond the victim stage to becoming a survivor. She's got a whole lot of just really good information. While we are waiting for her, I'd like to draw your attention to a blog, and that's thehopeblog.org. Now, if you go to the blog, you'll see it's a tan background, and we've got some guest posts and some information about sponsorship links, which we would hope that you would consider sponsoring our show. But we have tips and information about supporting survivors through holidays, through family events. And we've also got information about how to get the word out about Child Abuse Awareness Month and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. You know, what are the things that you can do locally in your own home, work, circle of friends to spread the healing and spread the awareness? Well, it turns out that there's a lot that you can do, and most of them are free or very close to it. Probably the easiest thing, we're all on social media these days. Facebook, Twitter, StumbleUpon, Dig, you name it, Instagram, Pinterest. There is a whole world out there. And we each can reach people who are in our circle of influence by social media very, very quickly and very, very easily. It's as simple as posting a status update saying, "This is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I am posting this status in support of survivors." That's all you have to do. And you can include the hotline number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which is always a good idea. You can go to hotline.org. and get that or post the link. You can create a poster and take a photo of the poster and put it on Pinterest. Take a photo of yourself holding the poster. A lot of people are into selfies these days. That's the latest trend that's been happening for a while. So take advantage of that. Make a poster. Take a photo of yourself holding it. Have a friend take a photo of yourself holding it. And then post it on Pinterest. Again, it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as doing a large purple ribbon on a sheet of white poster board and taking a picture of that, because purple ribbons are the ribbons that, you know, go with domestic violence and sexual assault. Is, of course, the teal ribbon. You can use either one of them because often, you know, sexual assault can be a component of domestic violence. So really you can use either ribbon. The preferable is teal, but purple can be easier to find. But, you know, awareness, that's just one thing we can do. We can also take advantage of our work environment. Of course, we have to talk to our bosses and make sure we get permission. But it's a wonderful, wonderful way to get the word out is to simply send an email to your friends saying, "Hi, Sexual Assault Awareness Month is in April. Just wanted to reach out to you, make sure you were aware of that. I support survivors. I hope you do too." And maybe make some teal ribbons available. Get some brochures from your local local sexual assault program. Those items are usually free. Now, if you want to take up a collection, that's really easy to do too. Some places just simply put a little canister by the all-important coffee pot and take up money that way. It doesn't have to be complicated. Of course, if you want to go ahead and arrange for a full-fledged bake sale, proceeds to go for your local sexual assault program or child abuse program, then feel free to do that. Contact your local agencies and let them know you're doing that, and they may even help you publicize it by posting it on their Pinterest pages or Twitter accounts or status updates. Because if we all work together, we can end sexual assault awareness and child abuse. I mean, we can end sexual assault by raising sexual assault awareness and end child abuse. Sorry about that. I made a little faux pas there. But you can also, other things that you can do is host a clothesline display or a silent witness project. You can put a teal ribbon on your arm or post a teal ribbon on your website. You can take even the posters. You can take a picture of yourself holding up the brochures or flyers that you get from your local agency. You can also encourage your pastor to put hotline.org in the church bulletin. That's free. It only takes a minute. And, of course, you can suggest that people tune in to this radio show. So, see, there's lots of just really easy, inexpensive ways that you can get the word out. So that's how it is. I am going to take a short break right here and pause. So you're going to hear about 30 seconds of music, and then I will be right back with you. We're back with more of Voices of Hope on Blog Talk Radio. Connie is trying to get into the chat room now, and she's having some technical difficulties between our studio and her phone. So hopefully we will get that resolved, and she will be on here shortly. In the meantime, I want to take just a moment. One of the things that we do on the hopeblog.org is we have the opportunity for guest posts. These can be from survivors, authors, advocates, pretty much anyone who has something relevant to survivors that will be helpful. That if you've got something to say, you can email it to us at voicesofhope@hopeforhealing.org. And you can send that in, and we'll take a look at it and see about getting it posted for you. But I want to read just a little bit of one of the poems that was sent in. You don't have to feel like you always have to do a full blog article. You can send in a poem. You can send in a very short piece. You can send in an inspirational quote. But, you know, there's no limits on what you can send in. We do ask, however, we do put some parameters on it and ask that the language be somewhat plain, because this is open to anyone who can come onto the Internet. So be careful that the language is clean. We also ask that you not name names, because these are really more about healing and about moving beyond and going to the next step. So, with that being said, I'm going to read part of the poem. It's no wonder I cry, and this is on the Hope blog. The poem title is I Should Have Said This, and it's a poem by a survivor. Hang on just one second. I think we've got a caller trying to come in on the line here. Let me see if I can get him in. Now, if you do want to come in and talk, make sure that when you come in, you raise your hand by punching the prompt on your telephone keypad. That lets me know that you want to talk. Now, if you want to hang out and listen, that's totally fine, too. We appreciate that. So feel free to just hang out and listen with us, either on your phone or through your computer. So let me go back to this poem. Again, it is I Should Have Said This, and it's a poem by a survivor. She wrote it in asking that she remain anonymous. There are still times I think it's my fault. It's so hard to accept this kind of assault. Just as damaging, the things I do miss, it took away love and the intimate kiss. Alone and not knowing which way to go, controlled by these thoughts because it's someone you know. And this is the last half of the poem. I chose to read this because the poem, it's so relevant because so many times we do think that it is our fault because it's someone that we know, and that does not make it our fault, but it can make it very difficult to heal from. But the fact is that child abuse, child sexual assault, none of that needs to happen, and it's okay to speak out and to get the help that you deserve to get to be able to heal. Now, that being said, it seems like, Connie, are you on the line with us now? Did we finally get this worked out?
I am.
Yay!
How are you today, Miguel?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a pleasure being on your show.
Thank you for being on the show. I have just gone over some ways that people can get the word out about Child Sexual Abuse Awareness Month, or Child Abuse Awareness Month, rather, and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And I'm glad, really, really glad that with all the things you're doing and your background that you're able to be on the show.
Okay.
Can you tell our listeners just a little about yourself and about what you're doing?
Yes, my name is Connie Lee, and I'm the president and the founder of the Boxer Foundation, which is Family and Friends Fighting Against Child Sexual Assault. And you can find that at boxerfoundation.org, and I'm going to spell it for you. It's F as in Frank, A as in Apple, C as in Connie, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, foundation.org. And you'll find a list of our Shatter in the Silence tour documentary project we're continually working on. And presently we have what we do basically across the nation and on a local level is the is we provide pro bono attorneys and counselors for children of child sexual assault and their families. We give them guidance and resources. We go to court with them. But we also do a lot of community education and prevention, and that's what you'll find with the Shatter in Silence Tour documentary project, where we collaborated with organizations all across the U.S. and Canada. We held free conferences. We've been filming a documentary. We've been working on research. We provided resources that communities needed that they didn't have. So it's been pretty fascinating. This is how we come up on the Global Art Project. So we're having a global pop-up art project for April 25th, and it'll be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But you can that'll be online, so all you got to do is sit in there in your pajamas and enjoy the show. And what we'll be doing is interviewing artists, but we've gathered art, music, dance, film, theatrics, poetry, writing, photography. And we've gathered that from all across the U.S. and Canada, Kathmandu, Nepal. We've had some from the U.K. And so it's just been a global project of empowering people to speak up, to share their voice, just to know that they're not alone and that they have more power than they think they do in their voice. And together we're going to make a difference. And with this, what we want to do is actually, we want to flood the system so much with stories, and because it has been a multi-generational epidemic of child sexual assault and human trafficking, and silence, shame, and degradation has been the power perpetrators have held to survivors by keeping them down and keeping them silent. And by speaking up our voices and our, you know, empowering each other, we are shattering that silence, and we're making those the shame and the degradation and the power that they hold over us. We're shattering that like a house of cards. And so what we want
and
to do is
that. That's a great way to do it with the art. I'm really intrigued by that because art is such a great way for survivors to heal, and I think it's an underutilized tool to get, you know, for the avenue of healing.
Amen. It really is. And I'll tell you what, we have got some phenomenal videos. What we'll do is we'll put all this in a video presentation. So whenever you I sent you the link for the Global Pop-Up Art Project and the Facebook page, and you can share that with your audiences if you don't mind.
Okay.
And they can join us April 25th, and when they can come on and they can ask questions of the artist and about their stories, and you know, if they want to ask how they got through certain things, you know, it's going to be just a great event, and we encourage everybody to join us.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be great. Now, one quick question about that. Is that all day or just at a certain time?
No, that's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Eastern Standard Time. But what we're going to try to do is try to record it and just just let it replay for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, that'll
be
good.
And the art will be exhibited on the YouTube videos, so you can just go in there and you can watch them at your leisure.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because some people may want to see it once, but it may be the type of thing that they want to watch repeatedly. I know with myself, when I go to a movie and I see it the second time, I absorb more of the movie than when I saw it the first time. So I'm glad that you're making that available.
I tell you what, we have several artists who we've got some phenomenal art and poetry and photography. And I put in some of the survivor stories that I have from the documentary. I've been releasing it in an online magazine, and I sent you that link as well. And it has a lot of invaluable information. So it's for prevention and education of child sexual assault and human trafficking. We cover different topics each month. And this month is a special edition of the Global Pop-Up Art Project.
So we invite you to check that out as well. But the cool thing about that is some of the artists are putting the method to the madness on, you know, on the comments on their YouTube videos, and you'll see that, and you're just going to be flabbergasted at some of those cool ways. And people have had to heal through so much trauma, and the things that they've been through, you'll just be totally surprised. And those, you know, they have trigger warnings for those, you know, who may be triggered. So I hope you enjoy it, and I think it's going to be very educational.
That sounds great. I will be posting those links on our blog a little later today. It's also interesting that you mentioned that there are trigger warnings on that. As somebody who helped coin that term, I'm just amazed at how often it's being used, and so very grateful that it is. So I'm glad you put that on there.
Yes.
It's really helpful, I think.
Let me tell you why I decided to do this. You know, like I said, we've been collaborating with many people. But the thing about that is we seem to have a, you know, as we toured across the country, we were trying to find the most effective counseling techniques and the most healing modality, most effective healing modalities. And we found some really great therapists and healing modalities that people can utilize. One is Dr. Eugene Lipo, who's out of Chicago, Illinois, and he does, it's almost like a delayed block, a nerve block, but people with post-traumatic stress disorder, it doesn't matter if it's war victims, he treats war victims, he treats sexual assault victims, everybody has trauma in their life, and they only have to go in for like a couple of treatments, and people have been getting off their medication. They haven't had so many flashbacks. And it's been, and I don't get paid to advertise for him, so let me put that. But it's been, yeah, really. And I've been advertising, you know, I include it because I see people who write in, especially through the prayer board and stuff, about their spouse committing suicide because they couldn't handle the effects of the trauma that they have endured. But anyway, what we want to do with this is we want to empower people so much with their stories, and we're going to do some more things online that we want everybody to collaborate and join us with. But we want to change the mental health system. We want to change the judicial system. We want to create a paradigm shift so people it's almost like you get so big that people have to do something. They can't ignore you anymore. And that's what we want to do as survivors of trauma and sexual assault and human trafficking.
Well, those are fabulous goals. I mean, I'm just speechless when I hear about how much you're doing. And I know you and I met when we were in Washington, D.C. at the rally that you put together.
Yes.
Which, you know, the publicity spinoff from that, the word that got out about raising awareness, I think it was a pretty powerful thing, personally.
It's going to take all of us. You know, it's not a one-man, you know, one-person job. Everybody does what they can where they are with what they have. And, you know, this is just one way. It's online. It's free. You know, we're just asking you to have the courage and to know you're not alone, you're supported, and that together we're going to make a difference because the children are really counting on us. They can't sit by with people, good people, indifferent, and don't say anything. And that's I think, you know, with all the things you go through to not have anybody to count on or to tell to, because you always hear, you know, go tell somebody, but who do they tell? You know, they don't trust any, the children of survivors of sexual assault, and you know, basically in their homes or their communities, so they don't know who to tell or who to trust. So we want to give an avenue of where it's a safe zone for children.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that oftentimes we know who it is that's abusing us because we have their family members, their close friends, their friends of family members, and that makes it tougher to heal from and to speak out about.
Well, they're so conditioned, and even by the time, you know, with the no statute, and that's another thing we're trying to change with this, is the no statute limitations for all states, and then we also want to include free DNA testing and processing for all children of child sexual assault, because a lot of times they have to go to the police station and file a police report, and a lot of times the police departments don't have the funds to process that kit, And if you know, it's either that or it's up to the victim and their families to have to pay for that, which would be a double indemnity. So it's like we want to provide those resources so the perpetrator doesn't go back home with them or go back to the community or get off. And we want to change the sentencing because it's outrageous. What some judges, is, I don't know if you caught the news, I guess last week, where this judge thought this perpetrator had, who had molested, who had sodomized a three-year-old, and he felt like he didn't mean to do it, so the judge gave him 15 years off the sentence. You know, it's this crazy talk. And, you know, this is something that survivors, we've got to use our voice to stand up and say, no more of this, not for our children, we're not passing this on to another generation.
Absolutely not. That is an outrage that this would even happen to a three-year-old, much less somebody actually receive time off of his sentence for saying, oh, I didn't mean to do it. Of course you mean to do it.
Exactly.
That's an act that it's a multiple-step act that you have to think about, and there's no way that you're not going to intend to do that.
Well, you know, you groom the child first. You have to groom the child to get them to the point where you're able to do that. So that has taken thought and consideration and careful planning. So you cannot say he didn't mean to do that.
What an outrage that it even came up like that. Wow.
And that's the whole point of the magazine that we've been putting out each month is to educate the educators. We've put in there the Neurobiology of Child Sexual Assault, which is by Dr. Rebecca Campbell, and that's in the January issue. And if you haven't read that, that's some phenomenal research, and it explains why people don't just get over it, because by the time the person is traumatized, it rewires their brain system and almost like stigmatizes it and stagnates it right there at that moment. And until it's like when they go to the police station or the hospital and they're asked to recant what has happened to them, you know, and their mind has, it's like they had disassociated from the time of the trauma, like when you hear people hovering over themselves whenever this is going on, or they've taken themselves to a safer place while all this trauma is going on. And then they go to the police station, and the police are saying, you know, well, why can't you tell me this? Because it's like a bunch of little post-it notes in different color stuff all in your shirt pockets, your jacket, your hat, and you're trying to piece all these things together. And you can't process these thoughts, and sometimes it takes years to process the thoughts. And so you're asking a victim to recant that, and they cannot. So the police say, oh, she must be lying, she keeps backtracking, you know, blah, 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 close the case, and it saves them paperwork. So that's another way of re-victimizing the victims, and that's the reason it's so important that we educate the law enforcement, the judges, you know, whatever, the lawyers, prosecuting these cases. So it's, like I said, it's going to take a team effort.
Long process. And certainly getting a survivor to the point where they're able to recall is just tremendous when we're dealing with children. Now, Connie, we've got about under a minute left on the air. What else would you like people to know? And can you restate your URL that people can go to? We're going to put it out online, but you know, if you would restate that for people who are listening, that would be great.
Yes, our URL is foxafoundation.org, which stands for Family and Friends Fighting Against Child Sexual Assault. You can find that as F as in Frank, A as in Apple, C as in Connie, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, foundation.org. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, and is there anything else you'd like the listeners to know in the next 40 seconds?
Just keep up the good work. And, you know, the children are counting on you. Please don't turn away any difference. We've got to make a change together. You know, the future of our children depend on it, and they depend on us. Thank you very much.
Yes, I do. Connie Lee, thank you for being a guest on Voices of Hope today.
Well, thank you, Gil. You have a blessed day.
You too. And just to remind everyone, this show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes. Feel free to download it, but by all means, share it. Share about the good work Connie is doing, and let people know about the Shattering the Silence Project and the other things that she talked about, because these are great tools. Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope. And remember, even in the darkest times, there is hope for healing. This is Gail Crabtree. Thank you for tuning in today.